to do no matter.
Blog Talk Radio.
Did I choose the right name? If so, why is it vanished? I'm a messenger. I ain't lie when I say y'all say it. I must glorify, but sometimes I feel terrified. But when I bring the true face, look petrified. When I cry in the booth, all listeners electrified. The sign brings tears to the eyes. Y'all open my mouth and my spirit is on my bed. I swore I was dead. Y'all showed me light. I couldn't move my legs. Beam of light between the dark skies and the flash of light was full of fright. Oh, what is this I see? Yeah, what does this all mean? Oh, what is this I see? Yeah, what does this all mean? I had dreams on my bed, I swore I was dead. Y'all showed me light. I couldn't move my legs, saw a beam of light between the dark sky and the flash of light. I was full of fright. Oh, what is this I see? Yeah, what does this all mean? Oh, what is this I seen? Yeah, what does this all mean? Be careful what you ask for. All I wanted was to speak to Yah, and he gave me much more. I asked him to hear me, he gave me the floor. I asked Yah to heal me, sickness no more. I asked Yah my purpose, then I didn't want to know anymore. Psalm 34, verse 1, 2, 3, and 4. Sometimes I feel the burden that the prophets bore. Seeing the ones that hate Yah, I abhor. My own seek to put me under the floor. Back in the days, I wasn't sure. But now I see the war. I'm for Yah. Who are y'all for? Who do y'all adore? Yahweh, I'm not scared anymore. The affliction I'm ready to endure. I can take the pain of magnifying your law. Get the Torah and walk through a den of wild boars. You gave me tough skin to handle the sting of scorpion. Mighty Yah, please purge my sin. I know I was here before. Now I'm ready to do it again. This is my spirit crying out from within. Battling my flesh, but Yah will take the win. Take his anointing from the west end. And see there's only one in my head. I swore I was dead. Yah showed me light. I couldn't move my legs, saw a beam of light. Between the dark skies and the flash of lights, I was full of fright. Oh, what is this I seen? Yah, what does this all mean? Oh, what is this I seen? Yah, what does this all mean? I had visions on my bed, I swore I was dead. Yah showed me light. I couldn't move my legs for a beam of light. Between the dark sky and the flash of lights, I was full of fright. Oh, what is this I seen? Yah, what does this all mean? Oh, what is this I seen? Yah, what does this
means? Shalom, shalom. Giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel. It is a great blessing to be able to give praises to the Most High and the little sanctuary that he has set for his people. My name is Moray Obadiah Yisrael, of the House of Yisrael, located in 1907 Vine Street. And this is nothing but the truth. And we're giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. Now, who is Yah? Well, Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yahweh is the savior and the redeemer of not just Israel, but of the entire world. Yahweh is our judge. Yahweh is our lawgiver, and Yahweh is our king. And he alone will save us. So we give all honor, glory, and praises unto the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. And we say shalom to all of our people and listeners that are listening via internet, whether it be Facebook, Blog Talk, or YouTube. For we know that the only reason why you're tuned in and listening is because of your fear and your love towards the Mighty One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. And what will we be discussing this evening? Well, the scriptures say that the laws of Yahweh is perfect, converting the soul, and the testimonies of Yahweh Yeshua, making wise the simple. And one thing that I enjoy as a listener and listening to the teachings of Yahweh is I really am enjoying the Wake Up Jacob program that comes on every first day of the week, every Sunday. And why? Because at the end of the day, it's breaking it down to the most basic decimal. It's nothing that's overcomplicated. It's nothing that you have to really sit and have to boil with for weeks and weeks upon weeks. It gets down to the rawest essence of the truth. And it's really simple. Because what Yahweh has laid before us is instructions. And what Yahweh has put before us is his commandments. What Yahweh has laid before us is his word. And his word is very plain. It's not of dark speeches. It's not of a hard language. It's broken down to the most simplest faction that we can have on the face of this earth. Because no one knows his people more than Yahweh knows his people. And Yahweh knows that to overcomplicate a message, he would have to reveal it unto his servants. That's the only way that they will be able to figure it out. That's the only way that they will be able to have it. But Yahweh wants his people to serve him. So to serve him, Yahweh is going to break something down to the most simplest form so that we can all obtain the understanding from it. And Yahweh gave us 10 commandments. And these are the greatest words that were ever spoken. And these are the greatest words that were ever written. Because they were written with the finger of Elohim. And they were spoken by the words of Elohim. And what Yahweh has laid before us, there is no left or right to. There is no complication. And we're going to break down this evening how simple the words of Yahweh has made his words be unto us. If you turn with me to the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter. And if you all don't have a scripture, please try to gain access to one. In today's society, most people have it on their phone, so you can download the Bible app and you get the scriptures right there with you. But it's very important to read it because this is the instructions that Yahweh commanded of us. He says, seek ye out of the book of Yahweh and read. But in the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the very first verse. And it reads, Elohim spake all these words, saying, I am Yahweh, thy Elohim, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. So Yahweh is identifying himself. Yahweh is personifying his message to his people. He's letting you know, Yahweh spake all these words. There was no Peter. There was no Paul. There was no Matthew, Luke. There's no James. None of these characters that our people are going by today that think that their words are just as important to the Most High. Yahweh is sanctifying himself and letting us know that he spake these words. And it says, I am Yahweh, your Elohim, which have brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. And after this, we have the very first command. And the very first command is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And as something as simple as that, it's very plain. It's very specific. Yahweh said that you shall have no other gods before me. And when Yahweh speaks, it's very direct. So that means Yahweh said, you're not to have a God before me. You're not to have another God after me. You're not to have another God besides me. Yahweh is going to make sure that he fluently proves this all throughout his book. But this is the first command. And it's a reason why this is the chief commandment. Because if we can't get the most basic, simplest message from this command, that we are not to have an Elohim besides Yahweh, then how in the world are we going to keep the other nine commandments without wholeheartedly? Because if we think that we have a way out, if we believe that we have a scapegoat, if we believe that we have another way, then surely we will not keep these commandments, because the vast majority of the world are not keeping these commandments, because they really do believe that there's another way. They really do believe that there's another option. They really do believe that there's another God. But Yahweh has instructed his people that besides me, there is no Elohim. Yahweh said, thou shalt have no other Elohims before me. And Yahweh says what he means, and he means what he says. To prove this testimony, turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter. In the book of Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 35th verse. Deuteronomy 4:35 reads, unto you it was showed that thou mightest know that Yahweh, he is Elohim, and there is none else besides him. How redundant does the Most High have to get? Well, very redundant, because the vast majority of the people today, they disagree with this command. The vast majority of the people today, they disagree with this testimony. And they'll say, no, Yahweh, there is someone besides you. And his name is JC. No, Yahweh, there is someone besides you. And his name is Muhammad. No, Yahweh, there is someone besides you. And his name is Yahamashiach. And they'll come up with all type of characters and all type of people trying to put them next to the Most High, when Yahweh has plainly stated that besides me, there is none else. And he said, it was showed all this that Yahweh had brought us out from the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. That's how Yahweh identified himself. He says, I am Yahweh your Elohim, which brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Now, if there was another God besides me, if there was another God with me, if there was another God that was equal to me, why didn't they redeem you? Why didn't they save you? Why didn't they give you wonders and signs and miracles? Well, because they didn't give them to you, because they're non-existent. And Yahweh was explicitly letting us know that he is Elohim and there is none else. It reads, out of heaven, he made you to hear his voice, that he might instruct you. And upon earth, he showed you his great fire, and you heard his words out of the midst of the fire. And because he loved thy fathers, therefore he chose their seed after them, and brought you out in his sight with his mighty power out of Egypt, to drive out nations from before you, greater and mightier than you are, to bring you in, and to give you their land, for an inheritance as it is this day. Yahweh took a whole land from a nation, from nations of people, and gave us the best of the land, and gave us the land. Yahweh drove out those nations and gave it to us, just as he promised our forefather, Abraham. And it says, he drove out the nations from before you, and they were greater and mightier than you. This is how you know this came from Yahweh. Because just toe to toe, we wouldn't have been able to drive out these nations because they were greater in number and they were mightier than us. But what they didn't have is the true and living Elohim. And it says that to bring you in and to give you their land for an inheritance as it is this day. Know therefore this day and consider it in thine heart that Yahweh, he is Elohim in heaven above and upon the earth beneath, and there is none else. Yahweh let you know, no matter where you go, Yahweh is Elohim. So if you were the heavens of the heavens, Yahweh is still Elohim. If you were the lowest of the earth beneath, Yahweh is still Elohim. And no matter what happens, no matter what takes place, you recognize that there is none else besides Yahweh. So whatever you done set up in your heart, whatever you bow down to worship it to, Yahweh said, look, I am Yahweh your Elohim. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. And Yahweh reiterated that there is none else. And he says, therefore, you should keep his statutes and his commandments. I command you this day that it may go well with you and with your children after you, and that you may prolong your days upon the earth, which Yahweh your Elohim give you forever. This is the inheritance that Yahweh has given his servants. Yahweh said that I've given you the earth to inhabit, to rule, to judge. But how you going to judge? You're going to judge in the instructions that I've given to you. How are you going to maintain it? You're going to maintain it in the instructions of how I've given it to you. And how are you going to be an Elohim to the earth? You're going to be an Elohim to the earth on how I have moved. So it's us that follow after the ways of Yahweh, not Yahweh following the ways of us. And this is why it's vastly important to know that beside that Yahweh said that I am Yahweh your Elohim, which have brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other Elohims before me. So don't put yourself before the Most High. Don't put yourself next to the Most High. Put yourself behind the Most High, because Yahweh leads and we follow. But if you got an Elohim you serve beside Yah, you'll always have controversy with Yah. And you're going to have controversy with the Most High, the true and living Elohim, over something false, over something that can't be established, over something that couldn't be explained until Yahweh explained it. This is how Yahweh is letting you know that beside him, there is none else. This is how you know that this is how we can see that Yahweh is saying that we are to have no other Elohims besides him. Turn with me to the book of Genesis, the first chapter. In the book of Genesis, the first chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the very first verse. In Genesis 1 and 5, it reads, in the beginning, Elohim created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the spirit of Elohim moved upon the face of the waters. And Elohim said, let there be light. And there was light. And Elohim saw the light, that it was good. And Elohim divided the light from the darkness. And Elohim called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. So you're seeing the whole evolution of how the earth even came to be. And it was without form. And it was void. And it was darkness. But it was Yahweh's spirit that moved upon the waters and said, let there be light. And there was light. Now, what your scientists will say, and what your theologians may say, and what society may say, and what these so-called scholars may say, that got all these doctrines and these degrees, they'll disagree with this. But they living by this. They know that Yahweh separated the light from the darkness. They know that it's a light period, and they know it's a dark period. But because they have set up idols in their heart, and because they're trying to look like idols to the people, you know what they've said? A new day begins at midnight. So in other words, when it's completely darkness, then that's when the light springs forth. And this is totally backwards. This is totally out of the way that the Most High has instructed and commanded. Yahweh said his spirit moved. Not your scientist, not your theologian, not any idol that our people are serving today can proclaim this. Not any idol that the people are going to today can say this. They can't tell you the beginning from the ending. They can't proclaim to you how everything was created and what day it was created. All they're doing is piggybacking off of the words of Yahweh. And they try to spice it up. Just like if you read the Quran, it'll say it took in one part of the Quran, It'll say the earth was created in 7 days. In another part, it'll say the earth was created in 8 days. You go to the New Testament, they don't even try to explain. There was a time, and the earth was without form, and the word came forth, and the word was God. They didn't break down nothing to you. They just gave you an edited version. Like, well, okay. Well, how is the word? You come out with more questions than questions that's being answered. But when Yahweh breaks it down, when Yahweh explains it, he lets you know plainly that the earth was without form and was void. And Yahweh's spirit moved upon the waters of the deep. And Yahweh said, let there be light. And there was light. So Yahweh literally spoke life in existence. Yahweh literally spoke it in existence. There was no hesitation. There was no stuttering. There's no contradiction in this. It's Yahweh that caused the light to come forth. It was Yahweh that caused life to come forth. And Yahweh breaks down his creation on all 6 days of the week. And you know how he capped off? He ceased. When it was all finished, he rested. And this is the reason why we keep the Sabbath today. Now, if you listen to a lot of these spiritual idiots today, they have you keeping the Sabbath for every other reason, but because you pay reference to your Elohim. Well, we're in a polluted land, and we're in a land that's this, and we're in a land that's that, and we don't got a sacrifice, and we don't got, you don't think that Yahweh knew this? You don't think that the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is, didn't know that we would be scattered one day? Of course he knew. He prophesied this to our father Abraham, and he said, know of a surety that your seed will be scattered in a land that is not theirs. Yahweh knew this. Yahweh said the various curses that he would put on us for disobedience will be one of the things the sacrifices will be taken away. So Yahweh knew all of this. But one thing Yahweh never said is that these heathens will take away my holy Shabbat day, because the Sabbath doesn't belong unto them. The Sabbath don't even belong unto us. The Sabbath belongs unto Yahweh. And Yahweh has given the Sabbath day to his people. Yahweh has shared the Sabbath day with his people. But these idols that our people are worshiping today, these false gods that our people are worshiping today, they can't declare none of this. They can't break down the creation because they wasn't there. They had to be told this is how it was done. They had to be shown this is how it was done, just like we had to be shown it was done. So how can you make an Elohim out of something? Or how could you make a God out of someone or something? That's a Johnny or Jane come lately. Yahweh said, if there's an Elohim besides me, let them declare these things. Let them bring forth their witnesses. Yahweh said this in the book of Isaiah, the 41st chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the 41st chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 21st verse. And it reads, produce your cause, saith Yahweh. Bring forth your strong reasons, saith the King of Yaakov. And let them bring them forth and show us what shall happen. Let them show the former things, what they know, what they be, that we may consider them and know not the end of them, or declare us things for to come. Right. They got all these silly commercials talking about call your psychic and get your future predicted. All these witches and all these soothsayers and all these people that our people are running to trying to get answers from, Yahweh said, well, let them declare things that are to come. Since you put your trust in them, and since you think that there's an Elohim besides me, then what's going to be the fate of this nation that you're in today? What's going to be the fate of your people? What's going to be the thing that's going to bring forth change and have you in the place of the salvation that you're claiming, that you're seeking? Well, have these so-called Elohims declare these things. Let them declare the former things. Let them break down what happened on the first day, what happened on the second day, what happened on the third day, so on and so forth. And they can't do it. All they come up with is a bunch of hypotheses, a bunch of guesses. Well, I think this is how it happened. This is how I believed it happened. And they'll tell you, man, the earth is billions and billions of years old, trillions of years old. Well, the earth is this old. Well, how come there's so much primitiveness in it? They still throwing your votes away, but the earth is billions of years old. You still being shot on camera, and the people that shooting you are getting away with it, but the earth is billions of years old. So how come, where's the balance? You mean the earth is this old, and it hasn't found no way to have balanced justice, balanced equality, balanced equity? They haven't found a way to let the oppressed go free? They just had a conversation on the steps of the Senate a couple weeks ago, saying, well, we just want to open up the conversation of liberation. Well, I thought the earth was billions of years old. You don't know if you done kidnapped the whole nation to make it good. I mean, this is just the simple. This is just the basics. And they don't even know this. But they'll tell you that the earth is billions and billions of years old. Well, how come the knowledge isn't billions and billions of years old? How could the earth be billions and billions of years old and we just in the year 2019? See, Yahweh said our people don't consider. And that's what happened if you got an Elohim besides Yahweh. You're not going to consider. It'll just make sense because you lost in the darkness. And Yahweh hasn't caused his light to shine upon you yet because you refuse to seek the Most High. Turn with me to the book of Exodus, the 9th chapter. See, nobody knows man better than the Most High. Nobody knows his people better than the Most High. And Yahweh knows that just by telling you that the people will act like they're hearkening, the people will act like they're following, the people will act like they're going to do good, but in the end, they're going to go right back to the ways of their folly. As it says in Proverbs, as the dog returns to his vomit, so does the fool to his folly. So they know it's just a matter of time before you cutting up again. It's only a matter of time before you're adding up again. It's only a matter of time before you don't win astray. And Yahweh knew this. This is why Yahweh said when he redeemed his people from the land of Egypt that he was going to harden Pharaoh's heart. And it was plenty of times where Pharaoh was ready to let the people go. But Yahweh hardened his heart. Why? Because Yahweh was showing his people that there is no Elohim besides me. In Egypt, where they had 360 deities, a deity for every day of the week. But none of these deities can soften Pharaoh's heart. None of these deities can intervene and stop the wrath of Yahweh. None of these deities can intervene and stop Yahweh's people from exiting. So, of course, you would make up lies and act like we was never there. We were never captives. Because you hold your head in shame because you know all these idols that you done brought to our people and that our people are serving today are just vain. It's just outright vanity. But in the book of Exodus, the 9th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 27th verse. In Exodus 9, verse 27, it reads, and Pharaoh sent and called for Moses and Aaron and said unto them, I have sinned this time. Yahweh is righteous, and I and my people are wicked. Entreat Yahweh, for this is enough, that there be no more mighty thunderings in hell, and I will let you go, and you shall stay no longer. And Moses said unto him, as soon as I am gone out of the city, I will spread abroad my hands unto Yahweh, and thunder shall cease. Neither shall there be any more hail, that thou mayest know how the earth is Yahweh's. But as for you and your servants, I know you will not yet fear Yahweh Elohim. That's right. Because they still had hope. Because in verse 31 it says, and the flax and the barley was smitten, for barley was in the ear, and the flax was bald, but the wheat and the rye were not smitten, for they were not grown up. So Yahweh knew. He said, as soon as they look upon this wheat, they're going to start rebelling. Because they got something to eat now. And they got some rye, they got some wheat, they got some water. And they're going to be like, man, these people ain't going nowhere. And that's what the people are doing today. In the various cities that we're in today, we act just like how Pharaoh acted. As soon as it looks like hope is lost, man, we got to seek Yahweh, man. We got to put away the nonsense. We got to, oh my goodness, Yahweh wrath is pending. But time is a little glimmer of hope. All of a sudden, man, this 400-year captivity, this is 400 years. We're going to be here forever. Yahweh waiting for us to get ourselves right. We ain't never leaving captivity. Well, where has this ever been a judgment of Yahweh? Well, the reason why you can't show it, and the reason why you can't show it in his testimonies, is because little do our people want to admit, they done set up an Elohim beside Yahweh. So they bind it. They're in the darkness. So the servants of Yahweh have the intuitiveness to know, okay, as soon as the oppression is lifted, you're going right back to the folly. And this is exactly what took place. This is what's taking place today. People are returning right back to their folly. They're turning right back to their evil and their corruption because they really don't believe that Yahweh brought them out of the house of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. They really don't believe that when Yahweh said, thou shalt have no other Elohims before me. Because really, they looking for a God to serve outside of Yahweh. They looking for a God that they can touch and look at and marvel at. That's why when Moses went up into the mount and he was gone for 40 days and 40 nights, the people said, man, that man Moses, he gone, he dead, he's gone. Well, let us make us gods of gold. Let us make us a calf. Because people just want something we can see. In the book of Samuel, our people wanted a king. And Yahweh told the prophet Samuel, like, little do they know, I am the king. But our people just want something to look at. We want the character. We want something we can put. That's it right there. But Yahweh said, I'm your Elohim that brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other Elohims before me. So what's the point of having an Elohim besides Yahweh? I don't care if you're a Christian and you serve in Christ in the New Testament. I don't care if you're a Muslim and you serve in the deity of Islam. I don't care if you what you call a Rastafarian and you serve in Haile Selassie. I don't care if you're Buddhist and you serve in the fat, bald-headed thing. I don't care what it is. If it's not the creator of the heavens, earth, and the sea, no matter what you done put your trust in, no matter what you done made Elohim, it's going to surely perish. And that's not the words of Obadiah. That's the words of the true and living Elohim. Turn me to the book of Jeremiah, the 10th chapter. And what are we discussing today? Well, we are going over the first and second commandments because we have to get back to the basics because the law of Yahweh is perfect. But how can you know that if you don't even know that Yahweh is your Elohim? How can you know the testimonies of light if you don't even know that Yahweh is your Elohim? And you think that you can go by something else. You think that you can go by another doctrine. You think that you can worship something else. Well, Yahweh is letting you know that you are sadly mistaken. In the book of Jeremiah, the 10th chapter, and I'm going to start reading at the 10th verse. And it reads, but Yahweh is the true Elohim. He is the living Elohim and an everlasting king. At his wrath, the earth tremble, and the nations shall not be able to abide his indignations. Thus shall you say unto them, deities or the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens. He hath made earth by his power. He hath established the world by his wisdom. Hath stretched out the heavens by his discretion. Y'all be letting you know that he did this by himself. He did this alone. There was no strange God in the midst of us. There was no strange gods with him. Yahweh didn't have no assistance. He didn't have no God alley-ooping him stuff. Yahweh said he did this by himself. So Yahweh has said that the Elohim that have created the heavens and that didn't create the heavens, the earth, and the sea, they're going to perish. And they're going to fall by the wayside. And they're going to be destroyed. So if these titles are going to be destroyed, and they're going to perish, then what are the people that serving these idols going to be? Well, all you have to do is look to the law and to the testimony. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 13th chapter. In Deuteronomy, the 13th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the first verse. And it reads, if there arise amongst you a prophet, or a dreamer of dreams, and giveth you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder come to pass, whereof he speak unto you, saying, let us go after and serve other gods, which thou hast not known, and let us serve them. Thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet, or that dreamer of dreams. For Yahweh your Elohim proves you to know that you love Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart and with all your soul. You shall walk after Yahweh your Elohim and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice. And you shall serve him and cleave unto him. And that prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death. Because he has spoken to turn you away from Yahweh your Elohim, which brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you out of the house of bondage to thrust you out of the way which Yahweh your Elohim commanded you to walk, so shall you put the evil away from the midst of you. How many times Yahweh got to run down his accolades? Yahweh said, look, the only one that brought you out of Mizraim, the only one that brought you out of the house of bondage was me. No strange God was amongst you. So how is a man or a woman going to approach you and tell you, hey, man, we need to start serving such and such idol. Man, I heard about this, and the scriptures plagiarize this. Plagiarize what? How can the word of Yah plagiarize anything when everything began with the word of Yah? I mean, this is just outright buffoonery and blindness. And madness and astonishment of heart that the world has upon them. And our people have it upon them. Because we following in their ways. And we listen to their prophets. And you can listen to tell the false prophets, the false ministers, the false messengers. But when it comes to the true messengers, now all of a sudden you draw in the blank. Because really you don't want to put yourself in the position where you feel like you up subsidiary to. Well, we all got a master. And our master is Yahweh. And if Yahweh woke you up by sending you his messenger, then praise Yahweh. If Yahweh woke you up by literally working with you, and you can establish it through his book with his laws and testimonies, then praise Yahweh. But little do you know, either way, you got a master. So you're not in a position of being Lord, being low, or being something that's meant to you. There is no big eyes or little U's in the house of Israel. This is why King David said, look, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of Yahweh than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Because he knows every role in Yahweh's house is significant. Every position in Yahweh's house is significant. And the only reason why you don't believe that is because you coveting. And the only reason why you coveting is because you have placed something besides the Most High. You have violated and broken that first commandment, that you shall have no other Elohims before me. And this is what's plaguing our people today. Today, our people want to know everything but except about the true and living Elohim. That's nice you want to know what tribe you come from. That's nice you want to know when you're going home. That's nice you want to know what's going to happen to you here in captivity. That's nice you want to read up about the history and where we came from and how we set on high and we was kings and queens. That's beautiful. But little do you know, or little do you consider, that all these things was already revealed by Yahweh. Your Elohim, the same Elohim that you're denying, is letting you know about your history. But now you'd rather let Dr. So-and-so teach you about your history. And where did he get his history teachers from? The same enemy that's oppressing you. And Yahweh already let you know, I'm the Elohim that brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. So don't return to these false prophets that's telling you to come and serve another god. Don't go to these false prophets that's telling you that you don't have to keep the law. Don't go to these false prophets that's telling you you don't have to give what belongs unto Yahweh. And you don't have to sanctify yourself. And you don't have to be holy. In other words, you don't got to listen to nothing that Yahweh say, but you listen to me. Don't listen to Yah. Listen to me and follow me and listen to what I'm saying and follow after what I'm doing, because I'm the slickest. I'm the jivest. I'm the strongest. Even though ain't nothing but wind running through my body, that Yah can take at any given moment. This is why I say the fear of man brings a snare. And the only people that will entice you to stop serving the Most High or try to encourage you to turn from serving the Most High are fools. There's only one reason why they would do this. If you turn with me to the book of Psalms, the 53rd chapter. In the book of Psalms, the 53rd chapter, start reading at the first verse. And it reads, "The fool have said in his heart, there is no Elohim." Man, there's no Elohim. You don't got to keep the Sabbath day in captivity because Yahweh not in America. Man, you don't got to pay tithes and make offerings because Yahweh don't respect that in America. Man, you ain't got to go to no class on the Sabbath day because Yahweh don't even honor that in America. This is a polluted land. And we are polluted people. I know Yahweh says sanctify yourselves, but I'm saying to you, no, sanctify yourself. Dirty up yourselves. Make yourself filthy and deplorable in the eyes of the Most High. And he'll look and say, dang, look how those people disobeyed me. I'm gonna bring them home. That's what they would love for it to be. But that's not so at all. A fool have said that there is no Elohim. And that's exactly what someone telling you would say, don't keep the Sabbath. Don't keep the laws. Don't confirm the testimonies. We can go into other books. We can go into other doctrine and live in those ways. We can be a Hebrew American. Saying that there is no Elohim. And Yahweh said, I'm Yahweh. Thou shalt have no Elohims besides me. Yahweh ain't saying that there is no Elohim. Yahweh saying that there's no Elohim besides him. So don't let these ambassadors of hell confuse you and get you out of the way. Because it says, corrupt are they and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good. So none of them do good. I know you may think they do good. Because you look at them and say, man, he employed. He got a good job. He got a nice house. He drives some nice cars. Y'all may let you know, look, they don't do no good. And in verse 2 it says, Elohim looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and that seek Elohim. So amidst all this foolishness that's being spat in your ear, all this foolishness that's being shown before your eyes, you always looking down from heaven to see at the end of the day who going to seek him. Who going to follow that chief commandment that thou shalt have no other Elohims besides me? Who's going to do this? Who's going to hearken to the instructions of Yahweh? Who's going to listen to the words of Yahweh? Who's going to follow the words of Yahweh? Who's going to follow Yahweh with their whole heart and love Yahweh with all their heart and with all their soul? Who's going to stand there and say this? Turn with me back to the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter. And what are we discussing this evening? We discussed the first and the second commandments. Because don't think that because the first commandment is the chief commandment, that the second commandment is any less important. It says, thou shalt have no other Elohims before me. And then it says, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the waters under the earth. And thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them. For I, Yahweh, thy Elohim, am a jealous Elohim, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children until the third and fourth generation of them hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. This is what Yahweh's saying. Don't make no graven images. Don't make any graven images. Now today our people just think graven images are just pictures. So if it's a picture, it's a graven image. But you see pictures all throughout the scriptures. You see images all throughout the scriptures. You got images in your pocket. Now, does that mean take, burn up the pictures of your ID? Take it, burn up the pictures of your family? Take it, burn up that money that's in your pocket? No. Yahweh said, don't make unto you any graven images. These are images that people are bowing down and worshiping. These are images that people are making supplications to. These are images that people are burning incense to. They're building altars to. They're worshiping this. Just like the people built the calf. They built the whole calf, gold and silver. Now, does that mean Yahweh is against gold and silver? No, because gold and silver come from the earth. That's the creation of Yahweh. So I can have all type of pictures in my house. But if I'm bowing to them, and I'm making supplications to them, and I call myself sacrificing to them, oh, that's a complete abomination. That's a complete abomination. That's why Yahweh said he didn't even want man to paint any images of him. Because man would paint images of him according to man's beauty. So Yahweh said when he spoke to his people, he blocked out everything. We didn't see a bird, a caterpillar, a roach, an ant. We didn't see a bed bug. We didn't see nothing. All we did was heard the voice of Yahweh. Now, does that mean I can't have a picture of a bird in my house? No, that's what they're saying. Does that mean I can't have a picture of King Solomon in my home? Or show what it really means to be ruddy? A picture of King David? No, it don't mean that at all. But if I'm bowing to it and worshiping it, that's what the statutes follow the second commandment. Because in actuality, people build graven images because they don't want to serve Yahweh. People make images to bow to because they're not trying to serve Yahweh. You can't tell me I can't have no picture in my house. And when you call me and say, praise Yahweh, and I say, praise Yahweh right back. You can't tell me I can't have no image in my pocket. And you saying, man, we got to keep these laws. And I say, I'm in 100% agreement with you. What idol am I serving? I'm trying to get home just like you trying to get home. But this is why the wisdom of Yahweh instructs us to say, don't be righteous over much. Don't be overly righteous. And don't be over much wicked. And the people haven't found the balance. They either want to be overly righteous or overly wicked. But Yahweh say, thou shalt not make it to thee any graven images. Images that you're going to pray to, bow to, sacrifice to, look to save you, and to bring you any type of salvation and redemption. Because Yahweh has let you know, I'm the one that brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. And since you're going to skip the first command that I done gave you, which you're not going to have an Elohim besides me, you're going to go right to violating the second one, because now you're going to start making pictures and images. And now you're going to say you serve the God of this and the God of that. You're going to start getting yourself off into a world of trouble. Because Yahweh done already said that besides him, there is none else. So how are you going to pay the God of JC when he ain't no God? That man that came and died. And we're still waiting on him to get up. How are you going to worship Haile Selassie? That man that came and died. And people still waiting on him to get up. How you going to praise Elijah Muhammad? That man that came and died. And they still wait for him to get up. But Yahweh lives forever. Because he's the true and living Elohim. And Yahweh said that he's not going to share his glory with another, nor give his praises unto graven images. So Yahweh not going to share his glory with these pictures and images that people are bowing and worshiping to. Yahweh don't care about JC. He don't care if you paint them black, white, yellow, red, or purple. He's not sharing his glory with him no how. He don't care how many Muslims standing behind Elijah Muhammad. He's not giving his glory to him anyway. Because Yahweh said he's not sharing his glory with another. But what Yahweh did say is that we can praise him. We can serve him. And we keep constant reminders of Yahweh around us. It's on our chain. It's on our wrist. We wear this front, it's between our eyes. We wear fringes. And all these things are what? Images. Images are just things you can see. See, our people just don't know. Our people don't consider. Or they don't understand what they're reading. Yahweh is laid out everything. And if it's something that you are infringed upon or that you get out or you have doubts about it, then give Yahweh the benefit of the doubt and just put it away. If you believe that anything that's set up is a graven image, well, then I better not see no money in your pocket. I better not see no symbols on your clothes. I better not see no symbols or no names on your shoes. I better go in your house and see none but walls. But I can guarantee you that they got something. And when you point it out, they'll be like, oh, no, that's not a graven image. But that's a graven image. Well, who made you the judge on what's a graven image? When have you seen people bowing and worshiping to it? See, we don't need to add to the word of Yahweh. And we don't need to diminish from the word of Yahweh. But as I was stating earlier, our people make these graven images because they're looking for something to put besides the Most High. They're looking for something to put up over the Most High. Because in actuality, all this is the rebelliousness to say, Yahweh, we don't want to follow you. We have no interest at all in following you. We have no interest at all in worshiping you. And you want to know how this is the mentality of the people? Because Yahweh said it. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 30th chapter. In the book of Isaiah, 30th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 12th verse. And it reads, wherefore, thus saith the Holy One of Israel, because you despise this word and trust in oppression and perverseness and stay thereon. Therefore, this iniquity shall be to you as a breach, ready to fall, swelling out of a high wall, whose breaking cometh suddenly at an instant. And he shall break it in as the breaking of the potter's vessels that is broken in pieces. He shall not spare, so that there shall not be found in the bursting of it a shirt to take fire from the hearth, or to take water well out of the pit. Yahweh let you know, look, I'm going to cause this wall to swell, and you're going to be broken, just like a potter's vessel. And you want to take your hands and create images and say that this is an Elohim that's besides me? Well, Yahweh says it's going to be broken because you've already purposed. You've already said, get you out the way, cause the holy words, the words of Elohim, to cease from before us. So you want to erect and you want to build something that's not from Yah, that's not of Yah, but you want to put something besides Yah. And Yahweh done already let you know through his law and through his testimony with his words that besides him there is none else. But when we're caught red-handed and the judgment falls through, then we want to play the blame game. And that's how you know that we the seed of Israel. Because it's what our foreparents tried to do. Turn with me to the book of Genesis, the third chapter. In the book of Genesis, the third chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the first verse. And it reads, now the serpent was more supple than any beast of the field which Yahweh had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, have Elohim said, you should not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, Elohim has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. For Elohim does know that in the day that you eat thereof, that your eyes shall be open, and you shall be as Elohims, knowing good and evil. And this is what the serpent is saying today. What? Keep Sabbath. You don't got to keep no Sabbath. Man, you just do you, and Yahweh going to flow with it. That's all you got to do. Man, you ain't got to pay no tithes. That's only for the priest to collect. Man, you just take your tithes, put it in your pocket, and go take it to the strip club. That's all you got to do is do what you find pleasurable. That ain't going to happen. This speech sound familiar? Well, just know what judgment that came forth. And we're going to continue reading. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eye, and the tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof. Fell for those doors. The eyes were seeing it, beheld it, and now your next thing you know, you take it from the fruit. And did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together, made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of Yahweh walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Because this is what's founded the earth. This was the creation of everything. So Yahweh's word was walking in the cool of the garden. And he already knew what had taken place. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of Yahweh amongst the tree of the garden. Yahweh called unto Adam and said unto him, where are you? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told you that you was naked? See, Yahweh already knew. Like, who told you was naked? I already know what took place because besides me, there is none else. So I know you done took the, I know you was talking to the servant. I know you done ate from the tree I commanded you not to. So who told you that you was naked? Have you eaten of the tree? And this is a rhetorical question. Y'all already knew what they did. Have you eaten from the tree where have I commanded you that you should not eat? And then next thing you see, the blame game. Man, it was the woman that you gave. Well, the serpent beguiled me. And these are the excuses that we make it today. And we make today. When the judgment, man, I didn't know that he was a true prophet. I was listening to so-and-so. Man, so-and-so told me you was involved in this. And you was doing this and that. Man, had I known you was a real servant of Yah, I would have been listening. Man, I was reading these books. And these books was telling me that it don't mean that. It's going to be a bunch of finger pointing. But at the end of the day, what did Yahweh tell you? What did Yahweh tell you? Yahweh say, don't make no graven images. And don't bow to them. So I don't care if it's a book, if it's a picture, if it's your homeboy, if it's your wife, if it's your husband, if it's your children. It don't matter who it is. If it's something you bowing and making supplications to and seeking after, and they not seeking from the word of Yahweh, then that's all they are, is a graven image. And hearkening to it will be to your destruction. And Yahweh said, man, who told you you was naked? You've been eating from the tree, so now you got to get out of here. By now hearkening to the words of Yahweh, they was kicked out of the garden. And by now hearkening to the words of Yahweh, our people was kicked out of the land. See the balance in the word of Yahweh? Didn't Yahweh say that besides him there is none else? Didn't Yahweh say that don't make no graven images? I don't care who talked to you in the wilderness. I don't care who talked to you. It could have been a serpent. An actual piece of fruit that was on the tree could have talked to you. If it wasn't from Yahweh, we just have to ignore it. Because besides Yahweh, it is none else. So why put your trust in images? Why put your trust in the man or a woman that's trying to deceive you or turn you from the ways of Yahweh? Why be fooled by your degrees or how big the house is or how big your bank account is or how nice the car is? Man, don't want nothing but some graven images if you're going to turn your back from the Most High. Now, people that sit there and say, man, I can't stand these pictures. But you driving in the car all day that's named after idols. And people that bowed and dedicated their works to making sure that this idol car is the best car that's on the road. It's just time for us to wake up and realize that these commandments that Yahweh has given us are simple. And that's the reason why we don't add to them or take from them, because they're simple. And who's going to stand up when the laws of Yahweh are violated? Instead of being in agreement, slapping a high five with people, doing the kid and play kick in the air because people rebelling against Yahweh. Who going to be zealous for Yahweh? Yahweh say his name every day is continually blasphemed. And the witnesses for Yahweh is furthering that movement. Who going to have that zeal of Yahweh on them to know that besides Yahweh, there is none else? And not to make no graven images to bow down to. Let's read about one that did have that zeal. In the book of Numbers, the 25th chapter. In the book of Numbers, the 25th chapter. And a lot of people will say, man, you can't keep the laws in captivity. Well, we're going to read about what was taking place. Our people was in a waste howling desert. They were in the desert. They were in captivity. They wasn't home. It was in the wilderness, behaving and carrying on like this. In the book of Numbers, the 25th chapter, and the first verse it reads, and Yisrael abode in Shittim, and the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab, and they called the people unto the sacrifices of their deities. And the people did eat and bow down to their deities. And Yisrael joined himself unto the idol. And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Yisrael. And Yahweh said unto Moses, take all the heads of the people and hang them up before Yahweh against the sun, that the fierce anger of Yahweh may be turned away from Yisrael. And Moses said unto the judges of Yisrael, slay every man, every one his man, that were joined unto this idol. And behold, one of the children of Yisrael came and brought unto his brethren a Midianitish woman in the sight of Moses and in the sight of the congregation of the children of Yisrael, who was women before the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aharon, the priest, saw it. He rose up from amongst the congregation and took a javelin in his hand. And he went after the man of Yisrael into the tent and thrust both of them through the man of Yisrael and the woman through her belly. So the plague was stayed from the children of Yisrael. And those that died in the plague were 24,000. So this man, Phinehas, had the zeal to see, man, y'all weeping. Y'all still serving this idol. And you weeping in y'all's sanctuary? Oh, no. Give me that javelin. But we see abominations take place in the sanctuary of Yah. You know what we do? I ain't say nothing. I'ma just go home and murmur about it. I'ma just go home and gossip about it. But who gonna stand up and be zealous for Yahweh? See all this filth and this idolatry our people are bowing to and worshiping. But who having the zeal to stand for the true and living Elohim? Our people have put their stock into something that's worthless. They're praising things that's worthless. They being redeemed from the snares of death every day. And they giving praises unto idols. And they more superior than the idols they serving. They are the higher man than the idols they serving. Why do I say this? Turn with me to the book of Psalms 135. In the book of Psalms, 135th division, I'm going to begin reading at the very first verse. And it reads, praise ye Yahweh. Praise you, the name of Yahweh. Praise him, O you servants of Yahweh. You that stand in the house of Yah, in the courts of the house of our Elohim. Praise Yahweh, for Yahweh is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. For Yahweh have chosen Yahakob unto himself, and Israel for his peculiar treasure. For I know that Yahweh is great, and that our King is above all Elohims. So this is the declaration in the Psalms that we can be singing to Yahweh. This is what we ought to be praising Yahweh for, because there is none besides Yahweh. So I don't got to bow to no graven image. I don't got to look no other God to know my story. All I got to do is turn to the true and living Elohim. But a lot of our people are still snared. A lot of our people have walked out of the way. A lot of our people have left the ways of the true and living Elohim, forsook the fountain of living waters, and went to go serve broken cisterns. And you more powerful than the cisterns that you're serving. Let's read about what our people are doing. And how ridiculous it looks. In the book of the same chapter, I'm going to go down to verse 13. And it reads, thy name, O Yahweh, endureth forever, and thy memorial, O Yah, throughout all generations. For Yahweh will judge his people, and he will repent himself concerning his servants. The idols of the heathens are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Neither is there any breath in their mouth. And they that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusts in them. So that's right. As soon as they start praising these idols, you say, well, show me where Yahweh said worship these idols. And they have no breath, no eyes, no ears no more, no reason, no brain, no heart. Now you got to look forward. They literally, that's what they, windbags, just full of air. Ask them to establish these idols, and they can't do it. Ask them to show forth the works of these idols, and they can't show it. And they'll have the audacity to try to show you the works of someone else in the book of Yahweh. When Yahweh then already declared that besides me, there is none else. I'm the only true and living Elohim. Matter of fact, my name means jealousy. I'm a consuming fire. And you're going to try to justify the idol you're serving in my book? That's like you tried to convince somebody that somebody live in your house. Somebody tried to convince you that somebody else lives in your house. You're like, man, I'm in here every day. I pay all the bills up in here. I know exactly how many plates get set out on dinner time. I know exactly how many lunches are packed. What you talking about? Nah, man, you got about 3-4 people living with you, man. Show me who else living with me. I can't show them to you, but I'm gonna tell you what. You see that couch? You see how that cushion sunk in? Who did that? I did, fool. Nah, man, it was like 2 other people. This outright foolishness. And now you running. Your idol can't speak. He can't defend you. Now, according to the New Testament, the Christ of the New Testament was alleged to say, look, anybody that, whatever you ask in my name, you shall receive. People been praying for the scripture to show where his existence is, and they can't show it. And they've been Christians for years. They whole life. I tell anybody I have a conversation with that's caught up in religion, I say, look, I'm at a disadvantage because you done been a Christian probably far more longer than I done been in this truth. So you should be schooling me if your idol was the truth, but they're not. They can't show it. They won't show it because they can't show it because they serve in an idol that can't breathe, can't hear. So if he can't breathe, he can't hear, he can't talk, he can't eat, how are you going to have the ability to write and have you witness for him? This is outlandish. This is foolishness. But this is the images that our people are bowing to and make supplications to and willing to sacrifice their salvation over serving. And why are the people serving idols? Why are the people turning to idols? Because in some way, they see this as hope because they really think it's going to be someone that's going to stand in the gap for them to keep them serving Yahweh. They want somebody to come up against Yahweh when there is no power besides Yahweh. Not only do the servants of Yahweh need to be testifying to this, but even the heathens have to testify to this. Testimonies in the scriptures that I love this testimony, because this is going to show you how powerful Yahweh is, man. It don't matter what you're dealing with. It don't matter whether you're dealing with commandments. It don't matter whether you're dealing with fringes. It don't matter whether you're dealing with the sanctuary. It don't matter if you're dealing with the Ark of the Covenant. Anything that Yahweh has sanctified unto himself, Yahweh going to make sure that his glory shines forth through it. Turn with me to the book of 1 Samuel, the 5th chapter. And what are we discussing today? What are we discussing this evening? Well, we're discussing the first and the second commandment. Yahweh said that I am Yahweh that have brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other Elohims before me. Thou shalt not make unto any graven images or any likeness of anything that is in the heavens above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down to them, nor serve them, for I, Yah, thy Elohim, am a jealous Elohim, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children, to the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto the thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. So if you claim you a commandment keeper, don't tell me you serving someone else outside of Yahweh. Don't tell me that you walking in ways outside of Yahweh, because then you're not keeping the commandments. You done broke the first one. Yahweh said, thou shalt have no Elohims besides me. And what happens when nations put their trust and their stock in these false idols? They perish. What happened when you put your stock in these false prophets that try to entice you to serve other gods? They perish. What happens when you start serving these idols, can't breathe, can't see, can't talk, can't hear? They perish. And you'll be just like unto them. Look at what Yahweh left for a testimony in his book. In the book of 1 Samuel, the 5th chapter, and I'm going to begin reading at the first verse. It reads, and the Philistines took the ark of Elohim and brought it from Ebion-Nezer and unto Ashdod. And when the Philistines took the ark of Elohim, they brought it into the house of their idol and set it by their idol. And when they of Ashdod arose early on the morrow, behold, the idol was fallen upon his face to the earth before the ark of Yahweh. And they took the idol and set him in his place again. And when they arose early on the morrow morning, they came back the next morning. Behold, the idol was fallen upon his face to the ground before the ark of Yahweh, and the head of the idol and both the palms of his hands were cut off upon the threshold. Only the stump of this idol was left to him. Therefore, neither the priest of the idol nor any that came into the idol's house tread on the threshold of the idol in Ashdod unto this day. Yahweh totally sanctified it. And it was the Ark of the Covenant there. It said, but the hand of Yahweh was heavy upon them of Ashdod. He destroyed them and smote them with emerods, even Ashdod and all the coast thereof. And when the men of Ashdod saw that it was so, they said, the Ark of the Elohim of Israel shall not abide with us, for his hand is sore upon us and upon this idol, our Elohim. Then sent therefore and gathered the kings of the Philistines unto them and said, what shall we do with the Ark of the Elohim of Israel? And they answered, let the Ark of Elohim of the Elohim of Israel be carried about unto Gath. And they carried the Ark of the Elohim of Israel about thither. And it was so that after they had carried it about, the hand of Yahweh was against the city with a very great destruction. And he smote the men of the city, both small and great, and they had emerods in their secret parts. So Yahweh got all type of hemorrhoids. He cutting off hands. Yahweh kicking A and taking names. Because Yahweh would declare all over the earth that besides him there is none else. Yahweh's declaring you could put his ark in the house of your idol, and Yahweh will have idol bowing down to him. Because Yahweh is the creator. Yahweh is the possessor. Yahweh is the ruler of the heavens and earth. And I don't care how strongly you believe in these idols, you're going to be just like this idol and bow before Yahweh as well. Why do I say this? Well, I don't say it. Yahweh said it. And I'm confirming it. And I'm witnessing to it. In the book of Isaiah, the 45th chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the 45th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 22nd verse. And it reads, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am Elohim, and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word is going out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear, and surely shall one say, in Yahweh have I righteousness and strength. Even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. And in Yahweh shall all the seed of Israel be justified and shall glory. So we don't got to bow down, kowtow to any idol. And we don't have to have nothing besides Yahweh. Yahweh said, if we put our trust in him and fear him and love him and serve him with our whole heart, we will be ashamed. In fact, all of the seed will be justified and will glory in Yahweh. This is why we don't need to indulge ourselves in these idols. And there's plenty of history. There's plenty of history out there that will tell you about what these idols and how they started and how they were erected and how they began to reign. And you can find out there's slew of books out here. But before you try to find out about any false idols, before you try to find out about any falsehood, try finding out and learning about the true and living Elohim, whose name alone is Yahweh. Read his book, what you refer to as the Old Testament, and seek him out of his book, and you'll find him. Because Yahweh is left for a witness in the book of Psalms, the 146th chapter. In the book of Psalms, 146, in verse 1, it reads, praise Yahweh. Praise Yahweh, O my soul. While I live, I will praise Yahweh. I will sing praises unto my Elohim while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His breath is full. He returneth unto his earth. And in that very day, his thoughts perish. But happy is he that has Elohim of Yaakov for his help, whose hope Yahweh is his Elohim, which made heaven and earth, sea, and all that therein is, and which keep truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. Yahweh looseth the prisoners. Yahweh opening the eyes of the blind. Yahweh raises them that are bowed down. Yahweh loveth the righteous, and Yahweh preserveth the strangers. He relieves the fatherless and widow, but the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. And Yahweh shall reign forever, even your Elohim, O Zion, unto all generations. Hallelujah. Because this is the truth. This is the whole truth. This is nothing but the truth. No matter what you done set up, no matter what you have erected, no matter what you're trying to put beside the Most High or make an image and make like of the Most High, there is none else. And this is how Yahweh let us know he's the true and living Elohim. Because what Yahweh has done then, he will do now. And he will liberate his people out of the house of bondage. Because this is how Yahweh establishes his name and his works. So serve Yahweh and serve Yahweh only. So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do we at the house of Israel. Shalom.
Heart, if we lean not to your
Let's praise God. He's our judge, our lawgiver, all the king, Elohim. He is the only savior. Hallelujah. Let's praise God. He's our judge, our lawgiver, all the king, Elohim. He is the only savior.
Come to God's waters if you thirsty. Eat at the table if you hungry. While you labor for which don't satisfy. Let's all give honor to the Most High. See His holiness, how it's magnified. See the signs and seasons all in the sky. Y'all's judgment is all through the earth. When I sing to y'all, it's my artwork. Y'all, that artwork more than life itself. Remember, it's Yahweh who gives His wealth. Remember, it's Yahweh who restores His health. Yahweh will not leave my soul in hell. Y'all, again, I will not rebel. They say it's gospel, but they don't spell. Y'all lift the bell, y'all's word never fails. So let's give glory to our Father and our Abba.
Yeah. Hallelujah, let's praise Yah. He's our judge, our lawgiver, our King, Elohim. He is the only Savior. Hallelujah, let's praise Yah. He's our judge, our lawgiver, our King, Elohim. He is the only Savior. Hallelujah. Church, our Lord, Jesus, our King, Elohim.